Mary Stout has lived in Lower Remington since 1965, back when the area was known as Little Little Italy.
My next-door neighbors' names were D'Annunzio, Craganelli, Schiarpella, Posidente. You get the picture.
But Remington changed and looks to change again. The mega retailer Walmart is the cornerstone of the proposed 25th Street Station project that will straddle Howard Street. Stout's daughter, Paige, lives next door to her on Fawcett Street. She drives out to a Walmart in Cockeysville to shop and admits that a closer location would be nice. But the loading dock will be a block away.
There's going to be more traffic, I think, coming into the neighborhood, more crime in the neighborhood.
And yet other neighbors, like Robert Madigan of 31st Street, see opportunities.
It would put some more jobs out there for people around the neighborhood.
So, no consensus yet. But change is hard, says City Planning Director Tom Stosser.
It's not unlike what happened probably 10, 15 years ago in Hamden when that was all starting out. And things do settle down after time. And you see that it's not as bad as anyone thinks it's going to be.
But maybe not as good either. The City Council approved the project in 2010, but plans changed after home improvement giant Lowe's pulled out the next year. What was going to be a parking garage became a surface lot. Though the truck traffic will be reduced without Lowe's, trucks will now have only one spot to both enter and exit. The City Planning Commission approved the changes as minor this past November, but some residents of Old Goucher and Charles Village appealed to City Circuit Court. Those neighborhoods also border the future 25th Street Station, and the residents want the changes deemed major. That would be a big deal, because then the entire project goes back before the City Council. Other residents asked the Board of Municipal and Zoning Appeals to weigh in. John Laria, an attorney for site developer WV Urban Developments, wrote in an email that Remington is, quote, a terrific neighborhood. But he also wrote, quote, no matter what we do or say, certain antagonists insist on suing and obstructing, unquote. Not so, says David Lynch, an attorney for the Old Goucher Charles Village Group.
We represent clients throughout the state of Maryland, and that argument's made in every single case, and it's not true. It's not the motivation.
Lynch says his clients are concerned about proper procedures, but others see need, like 27-year-old Remingtonian Ryan Flanagan.
Residents are already shopping at Walmarts further away, and I don't think it's unreasonable that they have one close to them. There is no doubt that there is a reputation in Remington as being hostile to businesses.
But what is reasonable? Daniel Campo teaches urban planning at Morgan State. He says this is not a tremendous NIMBY issue. There's no sewage treatment plant or highway bypass involved. And yet,
it's not something that's going to be very aesthetic. It's not going to be something that's going to provide other aspects of things that you need in cities, like cultural value, entertainment, that kind of thing. It's not going to be that, right? It's going to be a store.
The developer has yet to announce what will go into the other planned commercial spaces. My suggestion, an Italian restaurant. Call it Little, Little, Little Italy. I'm Brett Jaspers reporting for 88.1 WYPR.